Today at the UN War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague, defendant Slobodan Milosevic hammered the first prosecution witness in cross-examination. The witness was Mahmoud Bakali, a former Communist Party boss for Kosovo. He was clearly ill at ease, as the former Yugoslav leader showed unexpected legal skills. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports.
Slobodan Milosevic and Mahmoud Bakali both rose to political power through the Communist Party apparatus, and their shared experience as party hacks was evident as they wrangled for nearly 4 hours. Milosevic's inquisition resembled that of a political commissar with an errant comrade. The prosecution had called Bakali to testify about the Serbian crackdown in Kosovo ordered by then-Serbian President Milosevic in 1989. Bakali's testimony was aimed at proving that Milosevic knew about and did nothing to stop crimes by Serbian forces against Kosovo Albanians. Yesterday, Bakali testified that a Serbian secret police agent had told him about a Serbian plan to wipe out 700 Albanian villages as part of a scorched earth policy. Today, Milosevic, acting as his own defense and speaking through an interpreter, cross-examined his former party comrade.
Wasn't it logical for you to bring up this issue while talking to me? Yes or no?
Bakali answered,
Yes, I could have done that. But I did not. Maybe I should have done that.
To which Milosevic responded,
Thank you. This is enough material for us to give us an idea of how seriously you assess this matter.
Milosevic kept up unrelenting pressure on the witness to try to discredit him. The defendant said it was Bakali who called in Yugoslav army troops to quell Albanian separatist demonstrations in Kosovo in 1981. Bakali denied the charge, but acknowledged that at the time he strongly opposed the demonstrations for an independent Kosovo. Today, Bakali is a deputy in a nationalist Albanian party in Kosovo, and Milosevic kept harping on Bakali's ideological shift. Milosevic pressed Bakali on his alleged current links with the Kosovo Liberation Army and what Milosevic called continuing Albanian terrorist attacks on Serbs. Bakali burst out with indignation.
You killed civilians, children, including old people, women, children, pregnant women, saying all the time that you were fighting terrorism.
But Richard Dicker, head of the Human Rights Watch International Justice Program, says Milosevic scored points in highlighting contradictions in portions of Bakali's answers. Dicker predicts Milosevic will test other witnesses' credibility each time the prosecution calls what have come to be known as insider witnesses.
Because Milosevic will be able to introduce questions that make very clear many of these people were not angels themselves.
Some courtroom observers, however, suggested that the so-called insiders may now bow out of testifying, fearing that Commissar Milosevic could reveal embarrassing secrets and complicities. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, The Hague.